Welcome back to another episode. Your fucking hand is empty. We here and we queer, baby.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have did it the other way, huh?
Alright.
Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got. Cheers to the people that do it instead of say it. It's a new one, boys. Camus Suzanne, the walking fool. Shout out to an Asian guy who gave it to me for free. It's from the Camus family, if you haven't noticed. Because I said it in the first sentence, okay? And if you didn't hear it, go fuck yourself, right? All right, let's get going. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I bet you're wondering why I keep wearing glasses and shit, and it's not to fit in the crowd, it's to... That fucking ring light behind the camera is so bright, that staring at that bitch gets you... Your eyes fucking hurt. That's why I don't know how all these TikTokers and shit like that, they just have lights in their fucking eyes all the time. Maybe that's... Shit, they get it done, but fuck, they do it. It does make you look good. I give it to you. It does make you look good. But dude, staring at that bitch all for like an hour every time I do this, fucking hurts. So I legit don't mind wearing sunglasses. 100%. I could do the blue light thing, because I have a pair of those, but sunglasses are just a little bad ass, because I'm too cool for school, baby. But we're here, we queer, and decided to not change my cutoff shirt, because it's just so big, my shoulders and my back is just too blown out of proportion, right? It works. But, yeah, we, we have to talk about a few things, right? We have to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy, which came out this weekend. Now, this is a before of what I think is going to happen. And then after I watch it, I haven't gotten to watch it yet this weekend because of a certain reason, a certain fucking human being, right? So this is before I'm going to tell you my predictions and my theory of what's going to happen. Let's lay it all down. So we all know that Dave Bautista isn't coming back. He's done. This is his last one. We know from the trailer that basically this is Rocket's movie. It's all about Rocket, right? The first one was about Peter. Second was about Peter. First one was about Gamora and shit like that. But this one obviously is about Rocket and where he came from. And the bad guy, the black dude, is Rocket's creator. So we get to fucking figure out how much of a sick fuck he is, right? So, somebody's gonna croak. Now, the way that Marvel's head works and their fucking strategy and shit, which is not really too on the nose, almost some certain things you have to pay attention, so... Obviously, Dave Bautista, he's done. But I don't think they're going to kill him off. I just think they're going to let him ride off into the sunset or do something else. I don't think they're going to kill him because that's too on the nose, right? But somebody's going to croak. Somebody's going to get killed. And my theory is... Hold on. I'm going two ways. First of all, nobody gives a fuck about if Mantis dies, so she's out. Groot, he's already died once. So he's not gonna die. He's good. And either way, he just can't die anyways. He got blown up by an Infinity Stone. He came back, so he's unkillable. And then we have fucking Gamora, which is not, that's not the real Gamora, but so I don't know. I hope it plays out how I think it plays out in my head with them two falling in love again, but I don't think it's gonna happen. Just cause that's the, but I don't get it though, cause if they don't fall in love again, so the Gamora in this one now is the one that after she left Thanos, right? Which is the same Gamora that Peter met anyways, after Thanos. Right after Thanos. This is basically the same one, maybe a little bit longer. But like, it's basically the same one. They're capable of falling in love again. I don't know. That's my power couple, man. I gotta have my power couple. But my theory on who's gonna die is two people. It's either Peter or Rocket. Now, my theory kind of combines with the two. So if they don't allow Gamora and Peter to get back together, I think it's because Peter's gonna get killed and die in her arms, where basically it was. Basically, it's the whole movie of him trying to get her to fall in love with him again, or them two fall in love again. That's what I feel like is going to happen. And at the end of the movie, he's going to die, and it's going to be too late, and that's the end of him. And that's why they'll never reignite the rich relationship. And that'll fucking suck if that happens. Holy shit, that'll suck. But some other theory is Rocket. Dude, I already know. It don't matter. Either one, I'm gonna fucking cry. It's alright. It's alright, though. Cried every single fucking Marvel movie that came out, so. So I think Rocket's gonna. I'm leaning to more Rocket's way, but I'm just giving another theory just to for the fun of it. Just because you never know with Marvel, right? But I'm giving it. I think if it's Rocket's movie, yeah, I think he might. He might die. And either way, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna cry. It's there's no doubt. No doubt in my fucking mind. But they had a good run, you know? I mean, if I was Drax 2, I would fucking hate spending like, what is it? 14 hours a day, 12 hours a day just in the makeup chair to get ready to be Drax? So he's probably got to be there. So they probably start filming at like 8 or 9 in the morning. He's probably got to be. Shit, he probably starts later than that. Maybe I'm exaggerating, not 12 hours. At least fucking 5 hours. 5 the most. So he probably has to be there like 3 a.m. just to sit in a fucking chair. Probably goes to sleep in the chair. Just to get every single detail right. Think about it every day. But then again in my head, I'm like, dude, you're a millionaire. Stop fucking bitching. That's the hardest part of your day. Drax is such a fucking easy character. All you do is act like a dumbass. And sometimes be genuine. But you just stand there and look fucking jacked. That's it, in leather pants. And fucking throw right hooks and shit. So what you bitching about? I forgot. Dave Bautista is in actor, not a movie star. Okay, Dave Bautista. Even though you're the fucking man, you was the man in WWE. WWE created so many fucking stars. So many, it's crazy. Like Trish Stratus. Fucking Trish Stratus. That might be the only fans I'd buy. Dude, if she's just getting plowed, fuck it, I'll buy it. It is what it is. Especially in the fucking 2000s. Oh, God. Yeah! But that's my theory on what happens in the Guardians. And usually before I watch the movies, or before, like, when the weekend comes out, somehow they always record the credit scenes. And I always YouTube a watch of in the bad fucking cam version. But I'm like, you know what? I can wait. And so far, I've stayed off everything and it hasn't spoiled. It's Sunday. Came out Thursday. So far, I'm good. But I'm just not looking at shit. So far, I still have. We're going to see it tomorrow night, which is Monday. And the crying begins. And it's kind of awesome to see all this shit play out. It's kind of awesome to see it play out, plus coming to an end. Like, you know, they're fucking James Gunn, that's a bad motherfucker. Everything he does fucking kills it. All three Guardians cannot be beat. Fucking awesome. Alright. And then he's going to DC. He's about to fucking take over. He's taking over. But then shit like that is like, it's not like everybody's hyping it up now. But dude, you're not gonna get a first James Gunn movie until like fucking 2 years. A year maybe. Unless he started right when they said he did. Like shit don't work like that. It takes at least about a year to make a movie, a little over, because of editing shit. Well, now it probably takes sooner because technology is stupid. But he's a bad motherfucker, James Gunn, that guy. He's gonna do some crazy shit. But I know the Guardians aren't disappearing forever. Like, I know what's gonna come of them. Like, I know Adam Warlock is obviously going to be on the team now. Because they wanted to introduce him just for one movie, just like Namor. Just one of the strongest motherfuckers alive. Just for one movie. No. They can't do that shit. You can't just introduce a bad motherfucker like that just for one movie. No. So, it's just going to be awesome to see what they do with all these powerful motherfuckers that play bad for one movie, but is actually a good person, like Namor and Adam. It's fucking crazy. And that's my Marvel segment, because I'm a fucking nerd. So suck it up, cocksuckers. I'm here. That's what I should have did the first time. Left hand bottle, right hand cup, so I keep it right here. But I'm an idiot, as y'all see, every fucking week, right? What blows my mind is today, I'm on my way to the fucking gym, alright? I'm on my way to the gym. And any of you guys live on the West Bank? Anybody live on the West Bank? Well, I'm pretty sure some of you do, right? And I was born and raised in the West Bank. And I thought nothing surprised me more than dumb fucks on the side of the road, right? Like, I'm just used to it. It's a norm. You see a fucking skinny chick with veins, more veins coming out of arms than me. It's all right. Crackhead. Probably gets railed every now and then. All good, right? All good. Fucking jackass in my front lawn. 4:30 a.m. drunk. No shirt. Pants half down his ass. Used to it. All good. Fucking ready to kill a motherfucker at 4:30 a.m., but all good, because I'm used to it. Dude. This afternoon. Fucking 12:30. No, not even. 11 p.m. 11 a.m. in the fucking morning. I go to the gym. And if you're familiar with the West Bank, there's certain ways where you can get through neighborhoods to cut on the main highway to beat red lights and shit. Just to hop on the bridge first. So I'm going down Barataria. And I turn right by that Popeyes. So there's basically a right and then a left. No, there's a right, then another right. And then I come to a stop sign. Then things just fucking go left immediately. Sitting at a stop sign, there's a guy on the left sidewalk. No shirt on. All right. I'm just in my head. I'm like, I've seen this before. It's all good. Sometimes I don't like wearing shirts. I get it. Cool. Of course he's a white guy. Of course he's a white guy. So I'm sitting there. He continues to take off his pants. Right? Keep in mind, this is 11 a.m. 11 a.m. on a fucking Sunday. I'm at a stop sign. He's taking off his pants. Now I'm seeing this go down. This is all in maybe like 3 seconds that you stop at a stop sign or whatever. Because when I stopped, somebody was turning. So I had to wait at least 3 seconds until he got the truck passed. So I'm sitting there at a stop sign. I see this play out. Now I'm like, there's two options. I can just drive off, go straight to the gym, go about my day. Or you go in fucking podcast mode and you go, oh, this is a story. This is a fucking story to tell. I'm like, we're going to watch this play out, folks. Man, keep in mind, I got fucking 10 cars behind me, but I don't give a fuck, Jack, because I know they're watching the same show. Continues to pull his pants down, right? Don't even take it off. Just keeps them at his feet, just hanging there. By his feet. And like, you know how? So, whenever you see people, whenever you take a shit in the woods, you get dropped down low, right? Your knees to fucking chest, basically. But you stand, you're on your feet. You drop all the way down, your butt's like basically touching your ass to grass. That's how it is, ass to grass. It's right there, and you're fucking easy. Right here, you're just low. You're real low. This motherfucker did some sort of... Dude, there's no other way to explain it but to just get up. This motherfucker just... I gotta get up and show you. This motherfucker did. Who takes a shit like that? Who takes a shit like that? I don't take a shit like that. If I'm gonna shit in the woods, I'm gonna drop low, baby. I'm gonna drop fucking low. Alright? He's like doing a RDL, but taking a shit. A Romanian deadlift, taking a fucking shit. But the craziest part is, he don't take off his underwear which I respected. You don't want people to see your asshole, right? I wouldn't want to look at your asshole. You're a nice guy. You probably wouldn't want other people to look at your asshole. I respect it. So his pants are to his legs. His pants are to his feet. Doesn't take off his boxes. So you're probably wondering how I know he's taking a shit, right? He could just be doing weird stretches. Whenever he's like in that position, the fucking RDO position, I just see brown liquid just come down his leg. That's how I knew he was taking a shit. And I hear people honking. I fucking look out my window. I'm like, look at this shit. I'm fucking screaming, fuck y'all. Look at this shit. It's fucking insane. This motherfucker is taking a shit at 11 a.m. on a sidewalk on Bataria. Who does that? Who does that? It's the fucking West Bank, dude. Still blows my mind on his fucking position. Like, why don't you just drop down to your knees? No, not on knees, but basically do an Asian squat. That's how you take a shit. That's how you're supposed to take a shit, the Asian squat. You fucking get low and just let it slip right out, because that's the healthiest way to take a shit. But he did. He just invented some motherfucking shit. And I know he didn't wipe his ass. I know he didn't wipe his ass. He kept on them fucking same underwear. Pulled his pants back up. Probably just kept on by his day. Probably went to snort a little line. If I had a beer on me, I would have offered it to him. 100%. 100% would have offered it to him. That's fucking insane, dude. Oh my god, that's fucking crazy. Fucking white people, bro. Of course he was white. Of course he was white. The shit you see on the West Bank. I'm sure the city's even worse, dude. Like, I've seen some crazy shit in the city. But the West Bank is just too fucking hilarious. Too funny. Too fucking funny, dude. Fucking. So, I have a confession to make. I'm going to tell you guys, because nobody really listens to this, right? Even though this is the number one. How the fuck is this the number one podcast in the world, but nobody listens to it? That's a pretty funny thing. Not even podcast. Number one drinking show. Because I know there's other drinking shows out there, but they try the same. They just drink the same random shit. We try everything different, baby. To wine, to beer, to liquor, to IPAs, to ales, to shit you can't get in. You gotta get in certain states. Shit like that. But I have a confession to make. Let me take a sip first. First of all, name another 25-year-old who drinks wine like me. Who actually enjoys this shit. You can't. Continue. So, I hold myself as like a higher, like, I hold myself to a higher, I don't know how to say it. Like, I don't. Let me just, all right, let's put it in perspective right now. So I grew up playing baseball, and every time my mom and shit would ask me if I wanted a Gatorade or water, I would say no. And like, you know, when you're playing sports, you don't need some water, need some Gatorade to stay hydrated and stuff. But the way my mind works is, until I fucking spank a double. Spank a double, steal four bags, get another single, maybe get hit by a pitch just to show how tough I am. That's when I'll take the water. Do you comprehend that? It's like I'm so hard on myself that if I haven't done nothing to get that water, till the one little water bottle, y'all might think it's stupid, but this is the way I think. If I haven't done nothing to earn that water, then I'm going to tell you no. That's just the way I think. And this week, I'm not even going to say I started on my stand-up journey, because, like I said, I'm hard on myself. I'm too hard. And, like, whenever they bring you up, they say, the next comic. But then I tell them, I'm like, whenever you bring me up, don't say the next comic, because I'm not a comic yet. I haven't earned it. I haven't put in the work yet. So don't say comic. Just be like, this next one is fine. But this past Monday was the first time I've attempted stand-up. I finally did it. There's a Monday's open mic at New York Style Pizza on Magazine at 6:30, I think. 7. Simon's for 6:30. So I'm the first one there signing up. I don't know how any of this shit works, dude. I don't know how the process works. I don't know any of it. Show up there, nobody's there. Just one guy at the bar. And a couple at a table. That's it. So I walk in. Order a beer. Because I'm fucking nervous, dude. My heart is beating fast as fuck. I cannot explain it. It's beating so fast. And I show up, order a beer. Then I see the guy. His name's William Baldwin. He's fucking hilarious. He's been doing it for a long time. I see him standing there, well, sitting down with a pen and a paper. And I go up to him, I ask him, he's like, this is where you sign up for open mic? He's like, yeah, Brian. I was like, alright, I'll sign. Then, of course, right behind me, another guy comes up. He was like, oh, you just took my opening spot? I was like, oh, you can have it if you want. He's like, nah, bro, you got it. I was like, damn, here we go. Like, you could have come 5 seconds earlier, you fuck. Dude, I can tell he's been doing it longer than me for a fucking at least one more time. Fuck. Of course. So I'm sitting there, and then more people show up. So it was me, the guy that behind me, another guy, and two black dudes, and the host, William. So we sitting there, and I'm just reading, not, because, like, I've been doing it for a long time. I've been writing shit in my notes for like a year. For like a year, I've just been writing shit down. Writing shit that I think is funny in my head. That just come to me and I have to write it down. Because I have to get it out. I have to. Unless it'll just fucking build up and suck me dry. And we get there. We get to the little back room. And there's all the people that are doing stand-up, which I'll call them comics. Comics and this guy. That's how I put it. Because they all did it more than me. So, and then me. It's us and then maybe four other people in the audience. So it's a total of eight people, nine people in a small little room, like fucking this big, maybe a little bit bigger than my room. The studio right here. The studio. William goes up, does his thing. 7 minutes. Fucking hilarious. And at the time, my fucking heart is pounding, bro. It's fucking pounding. Even though they all know that it's my first time doing it. And they all respect it because they probably been through it before. They all been through it before. But that I'm not registering that in my mind. I'm just registering that I'm going to fucking eat a bag of fat black dicks because nobody's going to laugh at anything I say. Fucking nobody, because just because I think it's funny doesn't mean everybody else thinks it's funny, right? That's the whole gambit. But, and like, the thing is, whenever we, you know how sometimes people be like, just take a deep breath? That shit don't work. In that moment, it works for some stuff. I'll give it that. But in that moment, when you're about to get on stage for the fucking first time in a fucking closet of a room, it don't fucking work, dude. So he calls my name. I go up. And I even did it. I was like, I fucking grabbed the mic. I did this. I went. And I'm pretty sure at that point they all seen how fucking nervous I was. And I continue to tell a story about how Dominicans fucking Spanish people took over Circle West. Circle West used to be a peaceful place when it was white people and fucking Asians just hanging around, sucking each other off. But then Spanish people could show up and fucking ruin it. And me, my fucking name being raised with an A and that with a fucking an E. Because when people say my name, they're like, Reyes, right? I'm like, yeah, sure. Whatever you want to fucking call me. It really doesn't matter at this point. I'm 25 years old. Who gives a fuck? But it's originally pronounced Reyes with a fucking A. A-Y-E-S, not E-E-Y-E-S. And I, dude, if I had a dollar for every time I got in that fucking question. Right? Are you sure? Dude, even fucking my iPhone tells me it's wrong. Bro, I know it's fucking wrong. My dad's adopted. It's okay. Fuck, man. But I think I did. So I think we all had. So I think we all had 5 minutes each. Something like that. He shined the light. Because after they shine the light a minute before you're done. Or just when your time's up. And when you're in that moment, like when you're on stage, I don't even know if I got laughs or not. Couldn't even tell you. But even if I did, they probably just being nice. It was like, just gave me a little chuckle. Just so I would keep going. But I don't really remember because that light's fucking bright. But he gave me a shine. And, maybe I talked for 30 more seconds. Then I ended my set. And then he goes out. Watch everybody basically fucking kill. Try some shit out. Damn. That was the most fucking adrenaline rush shit ever. That was worse than playing against West Monroe in the fucking playoffs. That shit was like walking into a fucking stadium. And that was in front of 8 people, bro. 8 fucking people. Because when you're up there, it's just you. There's nobody else that can hold your hand and suck your dick. It's just you. Just one person with a fucking mic in your hand. That's all you got. In your mouth. That's it. How fucking insane is that? But it's the best job in the fucking world. You literally hold a mechanical thing, talk in it, and your main goal, the only thing you're fucking there for, is to make people smile. How fucking awesome is that? How fucking crazy is it that that's a thing? And people give you fucking money for it. How fucking crazy is that? But that was my first one. And I'm like, dude, this, that was fucking crazy. But then I immediately was like, no, I have to do better. Then there's this place called 12 Limit, like 15 minutes away in the city. And they have open mics. So I fucking rush over there. Get there, and two of the guys that were at the New York spot was there too. I'm like, oh, this is a thing. They go spot to spot to get their work in. I'm like, alright, this is a fucking thing. Yes. Get up on stage as much as you can. Work your shit out. That's how you get better. Clearly. But when I get there, it's fucking, I'm not gonna say it's a packed house, but it's more than fucking 8 people, that's for sure. And most of them are comics. So I'm like, fuck, dude. Fuck. Like, you really have to make this shit funny. But the whole art is focusing on that one thing, perfecting that one thing, and then move on to the next joke. Me, my stupid ass, I told a different fucking story. So a different, completely different story. And So I go there. We'll get to it. I go watch all these people kill it. Some of these motherfuckers were killing it. Order a beer. And dude, when you fucking waiting for your spot to come up, you can kill 15 shots and you will not get drunk just because your adrenaline is fucking running, your heart is pumping. It's just nonstop. It's so fucking terrifying. And so I think I had maybe 2 beers at the other spot, 2 beers there, 3 beers at the new spot. It's just not working. Just because I'm trying to get loose. I don't know. I think, you know, I'm just fucking terrified. And I'm watching all these killers go up and just fucking murder it. And then, basically the whole time, so whenever you get there, you're supposed to put your name down as soon as you get there. But me, I was being a fucking pussy. I was like, oh, I don't know if I should go up. Because I was looking at all these people in here. I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work out. It's like, oh, fuck this. But I fucking stayed there. And I just watched everybody's show. And I think it was 3 people left. Something told me, just fucking go tell the lady. So I go up there. I tell her, hey, do you have a room for one more? Maybe like 3 minutes, 4 minutes? And she goes, yeah. So I write my name down. And then the next person goes, he fucking kills it. Then the two people that are at the other spot go up. So after, I kind of felt bad because after the next person goes up, she goes, all right, we got two more comedians. And if this is the last ones, just in case anybody else tries to come up and write their name down. And I'm like, damn, bro, fuck. Why did I wait so fucking long? Why didn't I just write my name on as soon as I got there? So I fucking... One of the guy goes up, kind of kills it. Another guy goes off his head, and she goes, she calls me up. She's like, I don't know anything about him, but here he is. So I go up. Then I fucking tell a story about that dirty bitch in Planet Fitness who asked me to start her period, right? And when stage is right here, right there at the bar, they got some white girls watching, and they got in the back, they got another table. And I'm like telling a story, and I see them chuckling, nobody else is laughing. So I'm like, I didn't notice this is a thing you could do at the time, just because I'm so focused on actually getting my words out. Because when you up there, dude, I just freeze up. Never in my life do I fucking freeze up. It's so hard. It's like I'm fucking having a heart attack. It's like I can't speak. You. Me. Me is me coming from me. Anybody that knows me saying I can't fucking talk. Holy shit, dude. That's how you know it's crazy. But I'm up there just trying to at least get my words out. It's fucking insane. But I see them a little chuckling, maybe. I could get a laugh from them back there. And so I'm like, all right, let's just try to talk to them. Get them, you know. Let's just try to get it out of them. It's the best I can do. Not, you can't please everybody. So I'm kind of like telling a story to them now. And one of them back there is like, she's giving me, it's like, it's the confidence kind of I needed. For the second time going on stage. And it was perfect. And a little splash, fucking centimeter of confidence I got. Even though nobody else laughed, as long as I made that one person laugh about the stupid ass story that I told, that's all that mattered. So that was Monday. Tuesday comes. I don't fucking go out at all. I had a plan to go out again, but I had to have a talk with her. It was like, for me to get good at this, I have to do this every night. I have to. Because it's like, I'm only 25, bro. And your 20s, you're supposed to try everything. Everything. And I've been thinking about this shit for a long fucking time. Like, all I do is listen to comedians talk. That's all I do every day. That's my podcast, comedians. And the only thing I'm fucking truly good at, the only thing I live for, I don't give a fuck about work. Fuck that shit. Oh, Monday through Friday, let's just work and not go home. I mean, it's just Monday through Friday, let's work, go home, and cook, and clean, and you know, and what's work for the weekends? Woo, it's all good. And then, oh, Friday, you get that fucking good drink at night because you had a long week. And then fucking Saturday, you get drunk. And then Sunday, you wake up with a hangover and fucking relax. And then, hey, let's do it all again over again. Why does that have to be a thing? Why does that have to be a fucking thing? I don't fucking think like that, bro. I don't think like that. I wish I did. Trust me. I wish I was fucking normal like y'all. But I can't think like that. I think it's fucking stupid. The worst thing I hate hearing is it's fucking Wednesday at work. Getting my coffee. Oh, 3 more days. Oh, it's Thursday. Getting my morning coffee. 2 more days. It's Friday. Getting my coffee. Hey, it's Friday, man. Just get over this day. We're ready for the weekend. I fucking loathe it. I hate it. We are fucking engineered to do these things Monday through Friday. Shit we're not supposed to fucking give a fuck about. We're not supposed to. But we're engineered this way in a certain place we live. Just because y'all fucking grow up and do it don't mean we have to. I wish I could fucking think like that. I really wish I could. But I can't. So, Tuesday I don't go up. I stay home. I fucking regret it. Fucking Wednesday. Wednesday and Sunday is open mics for Comedy House Nolan, which is the biggest fucking spot in New Orleans. The spot you want to go on, right there. Biggest spot. Fucking Fulton Street. Killers. Nothing but fucking slayers. Slayers go up and kill it for 5 minutes. All of them. Everybody killed it. I think I'm number 12. 12 out of maybe 16. 17. I really wanted to do 2, but another place they had. Was at the same time as this other place. So I'm like, okay. I guess I can just, let's just do this main one. I fucking get there. Yeah, a dude has been doing comedy fucking since he was 15 years old. He's hosting. Jesus. He's murdering. He's fucking killing it, dude. Like, at that point, I thought about leaving. 100% thought about leaving. And after every person that went up, I thought about leaving. Every person that went up and killed it, I immediately wanted to leave. But I fucking stayed. I fucking stayed. Just because I didn't come all this way for nothing. So there's a guy before me. And at this point, my fucking mouth, my heart is pounding so fast. Because, dude, when I tell you everybody is killing it, everybody is fucking killing it up there. The crowd is going crazy for everyone. Then I have to follow this shit. And I'm not like trying to be cocky or anything, but there's a thing in my mind where I'm like, let's go. Alright, he's killing it. Let's go. I like a challenge. Let's go, baby. I like a fucking challenge. Guy goes up, kills it. Then I know I'm next. So I'm fucking reading my lines and shit. Well, not reading my lines, just overview on what I'm gonna, the story I'm gonna tell. And it was a story I literally wrote that morning while something happened at work, which I thought was pretty funny. And this is the fucking hottest house in NOLA, dude. Comedy House NOLA. It's fucking straight up killers. Go up. guy before me, he's a white guy, he does something that involves the N-word. So I thought that was pretty funny. So I tried to brush off it. I said, the host is a black dude. And the guy did something with his phone by the N-word. And I was like, oh, so it's okay if we... I get up, grab the mic, and I say, what's up, Nola? And nobody really says anything. And then I look at the host, and I'm like, so it's okay if we type the N-word, but it's not a... Wait, so it's okay if we type the N-word, but it's not okay to say it? And he's like, I don't think he typed it. I think somebody said it. Well, that fucking ate dick right there. That started out bad. But luckily they had a guy in the front row who was, everybody was clowning him. And I was like, I said something about Bud Light. Oh, he's drinking fucking Bud Light. And then I got a couple laughs. Then I continued to sort of story about work. And then I got a couple laughs. And then I didn't even reach the whole 4 minute. I didn't even get to the light. Because I was just panicking up there. I was fucking, my heart was beating so fast. I was panicking. Told my story. I think I told it a little too fast. Got off. The fucking host. I knew the host wasn't right there. But I fucking stopped my story anyways. And I say, hey, that's my time. And his host, I see the host come running. And I guess he was pissed off. I apologize, dude. But he's probably used to it. And I think I went like maybe 3 minutes. That's all I had. Because my heart was just beating so fast. I was so scared. And I go sit back down. And then a lady texts me. Lady next to me saying, I think you did really good. Delivery was awesome. And at the moment, I didn't really give a fuck because I knew it myself that I did terribly. But now that I look back on it, I'm like, she gave me a little bit of what I needed. Just a random fucking person with a husband saying, I did a good job. And I thought after that night, it's just fucking all hands on deck, son. Let's roll. If you can just at least get up at the Comedy House NOLA, where the killers go to kill, bring all the heat. If you could show up there, you could show up fucking anywhere. But guess what? The fucking next night, Thursday. Fucking Thursday, the next fucking night. Two places to do comedy Thursday. It's a brewery. Show up like an hour early. I go look at the list. Nobody's fucking signed up. Then I see one of the guys that was at Friday night. I mean, that was at Monday night. He's the host. And I'm just sitting there just drinking my beer and just waiting for someone else to sign up because I was being a fucking pussy. They want to sign up. Because I was scared to go first. Again, like I did at New York. But I'm like, I'm not going. I'm not signing up first. Then I see nobody fucking sign up at all. Nobody there, just the host. So I'm like, fuck this, I'm leaving. Like, who the fuck do I think I am where I'm not going to... I don't see the other people doing it. So I'm just going to go home. Who the fuck? After last night, I went up and ate dog shit in front of fucking killers. When I literally just talked myself into it. This is it. That's the best. So I fucking go walk to my car. I sit in my car for like 5 minutes. Talking myself into going back. What the fuck, dude? So I talk myself into going back. Take out my keys. Turn on my car. Walk back. Alright, let's go. Get back. He's already fucking, the host is doing his thing. There's maybe like 15 people there. And he's doing his thing. And at this whole time, I could be writing my fucking name down. Because there's another comment that showed up that said there's only two of them. This whole fucking time, I could have just been writing my fucking name down. But I didn't do it because I was acting like a bitch. I was acting like a fucking bitch. Then he's done. He goes like fucking 10 minutes, killing it. Next guy goes up. And guess what? The next guy does like fucking 12 minutes, 15 minutes. And this whole time, I'm sitting next to the fucking host, sitting next to him, and I don't say shit to him. This whole time, I could be telling him, hey, I'm going up next. The whole time, I could be saying that. I could tell him that. To get my fucking work in. Just to show up and get up. That's what I drove all the way to fucking magazine for. To get up and do the thing. But I fucking choked again. I choked. So they get up and do that thing. That ends. I rush over to the next one. Guess what? Same host as that one is the same host as the next one. So he probably thinks I'm a fucking stalker. We get there. It's called Ha Ha and Tatas. Little do I know it's a fucking drag show, also. Right? Show up. Just sitting on the sidewalk. But I'm looking at the host dead in his eyes. He goes up to the mic. He goes, if anybody wants to sign up for open mic, there's going to be a comedy show at 9 p.m. Anybody can sign up. I'm hearing this. I'm fucking hearing it. And I don't even fucking go up to him and tell him I want to do it. I fucking choke. Again, I drove there for nothing. I drove to the fucking brewery for nothing. I drove to that place for nothing. And guess what? Same two motherfuckers that did the brewery did that place plus another guy. What the fuck? This is what you go out to do? To just watch them work their material out? Why you can't do it? Why the fuck you can't do it? But you showed up. You got out your house. You put some pants on. You put a shirt on. Put some shoes on. You go over in your car. You waste the gas. Just to watch them do their thing. Make it make sense. And the only person who I can be mad at is myself. Right? It's the only person I can fucking mad at. It's fucking pitiful. It's pitiful. Stay there. Maybe like 80% of the show. 85%. And when I look back, I keep making excuses for myself. I'm like, oh, it's your first week, you know, take it lightly. I'm like, no. You can't, bro. If you want to get good at this, you have to get up as many times in front of 1,000 people or in front of one person. It don't fucking matter. You get up. It's two things that happens. You show up and you get up. That's the only two things that matter. You show up and you fucking get up. So I want y'all to hold me accountable. Where if I show up somewhere, I'm going to fucking get up. And you might be fucking crazy where, oh, you're from New Orleans. Just, you know, work your job, blah, blah, blah. And you're chasing out that pipe dream. Sure. Sure, yeah. Sure I am. But why can't I test the waters? Okay, if I'm not meant to do it, I'm not meant to do it. Okay. But for myself, for my saneness, I need to know. I need to know that I tried. If I fail, then I fail. I take it like a man. But I don't believe in failure. I don't think that's a word. That word is canceled. Canceled. You fucking get up and do it. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, I just need to know, is if I need to know for myself that if this is what I'm supposed to do, if this is what I was born to do, then I'm gonna fucking do it. If not, then it is what it is. But I need to know it myself. So I'm going to give it. If I'm going to show up, I'm going to fucking get up. And I'm going to hold myself accountable. Because that's the best thing I can do. I'm going to keep writing. I'm going to keep trying. And we'll see what happens. Story continues. This is a hands empty. Wait. Thank you to the Camus family for the Walking Fool. It was excellent. 2021 Red Blend. It's good. Fucking good aged wine. And like and subscribe. Do all that good shit. It'll help. But this is your hands empty. We out.